Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
Your official, Dennis. You got your open. Hope you liked it. We were very punny and probably in a bad way, but we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, it is.
Never heard that one. He's a Linsider. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to shtick it up. You know how we do it here. I mean, that's how we do it on Ben and Woods, Dennis. Now you're in the family. Your second appearance on Ben and Woods this season, Benny. You kick us off.
All right. So obviously the Padres were not going to continue to play flawless baseball like they pretty much did during the opening homestand, dropping 2 out of 3 to Chicago. Any like legitimate reasons for concern at all, in your opinion, based on what we saw there at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's just continuation of some things that have been kind of undercurrents in spring training. I mean, just the left field situation, catcher. I think Gavin Sheets has done a nice job of stepping up so far and kind of shoring up the DH spot a little bit. But it remains to be seen. I mean, he was non-tendered by the worst team in baseball last year. And, you know, speaking of that team, yeah, Martin Maldonado's also off to a pretty nice start for a guy who's 38 and probably in his last season in the majors by choice. But yeah, there's spots on this team that can definitely stand to be upgraded, but that goes for pretty much every single team I think out there, except for maybe the Dodgers, who just have like 30 different starting pitchers to throw in there when anyone, like, you know, for example, Blake Snell gets hurt. But you know, for the Padres, I think 8-2 is a pretty big cushion considering what they did at the start of last season. So they'll take that as well.
You know, the second time through the rotation, the first time through, King and Cease were, you know, all right, nothing special. Those last three guys were great. Then King and Cease get it figured out, and the last three guys were not great. Tons of walks in this series. I attribute a lot of it to the crappy conditions, certainly. But any concern about, for you, out of the three, Vasquez, Pivetta and Kyle Hart, which one do you think are you the most concerned about?
Right now, it's got to be Kyle Hart, even though he, you know, he did say actually yesterday the conditions, he'd take those, I think, 10 out of 10 days. He's a former college roommate of Kyle Schwarber's at a Indiana University. So he's used to that weather, I guess. But, yeah, he's a great story, obviously, getting back to the majors. But, you know, when he's not finding the zone or when he's catching too much of the plate, he can tend to get hit pretty hard in those cases. But, yeah, yesterday was just he was not finding the zone. And, you know, you've got Stephen Kolek, who had a great spring, you know, just as a former Rule 5 guy transitioning back to being a starter. You know, he's probably going to be ready to come back at some point. And, yeah, Kyle Hart, I would say, has a decent leash as a guy who signed a major league deal. But, yeah, about the back end of the rotation is also a cause for concern as well.
Dennis, I think one of the biggest disconnects sometimes between fans and organizations is panic level. You know, the patience of an organization is always going to be a little bit longer than what fans have for a struggling player. So you brought up Jason Hayward. Yuli Gurriel is another guy who's off to a slow start. You know, the pitchers at the end of the rotation. How long do you think, given your actual sense of what the Padres and how they do these moves, how long will they go before they decide we may have to go in a different direction, especially with some guys at AAA who are knocking on the door, who had good springs that they could call up, at least offensively as well?
Well, if they keep winning 8 out of every 10 games, I think they'll be perfectly fine to keep going as is. But at the same time, you know, things can change in a hurry. I mean, if they had lost yesterday's game, I think people would be having a different conversation this morning. But, yeah, it's a good question because, you know, some of these guys are not making a whole lot of money, and they're not, even if they're on guaranteed deals. And when that's the case, you know, teams are more apt to pull the plug, so to speak, if you know, the numbers keep trending in a certain direction. So I would think, you know, with guys like Oscar Gonzalez at AAA, against Stephen Kolek, you know, if some of these slow starts keep up, the Padres will be having some interesting conversations after, say, Memorial Day or even right around then.
That's that long. And that's the thing, I think, you know, for all of us, you know, laymen, who we don't run a baseball team. We have no idea what it takes to run a baseball team, but we know what we see. And we know what we hear, and you know, we watch the games and go, well, there's not a lot of production there. And if you have somebody that is producing or could produce that's also, you know, 15 years younger, why wouldn't you? I mean, baseball's such a weird game, Dennis, in that people do get stuck in their ways. And what is the hesitancy? I understand you can't go reactionary. You had a bad start, you're out. You know, it doesn't work that way. I'm fully understanding of that. But you're talking about, you know, guys that have been in this league for 15, 16 years. And if they're not getting the job done now, why would anybody think that they would? They very well may, just to prove me wrong, but why the hesitancy on waiting till potentially after Memorial Day? That's a while away.
Yeah, maybe I should have reframed that as, you know, a lot of times teams just kind of in general, front offices take stock of their team, you know, for the first real time around Memorial Day. But yeah again, if these guys keep, you know, not hitting or not producing, they're very, you know, it's legitimate to say, you know, you should pull the plug well before then. That's late May. It remains to be seen, like on these guys we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, experience is something the Padres obviously value.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone expected much out of Donovan Solano and David Peralta last year when they joined the team, and then they went on to be really key contributors for a club that made the playoffs and, you know, kind of helped power them into October. So I don't think anyone's assuming that guys like Yuli Gurriel and you know, Jason Hayward are going to be doing the same thing for them this year. It just looks different, right? Like just from the eye test.
Yeah.
But I think, in the interest of preserving some depth at the start of the season, the Padres went this direction, and it sucks for the guys who, you know, had really good springs and arguably outperformed some of these guys. But that's the thing. Opening day and the opening week of the season gets a lot of play. Again, the Padres are 8-2, so things could be going a lot worse. But yeah, I think it's a very worthwhile question, just looking at what happens over the next week or three.
Yeah, no question. And I'm not dooming about any of those guys right now. I fully expect to see those guys get some, you know, I expect Hayward to get some looks, shoot, maybe even tonight against Severino. I have no idea. But I think playing it forward, if you quick trigger those guys and they're out of here. And then you bring up Connor Joe and Oscar Gonzalez and they don't produce. Your depth has taken a severe hit right there.
Right. And I don't know if, you know, fans are getting over their skis on Oscar Gonzalez hitting a bunch of home runs in AAA, but yeah, there's a reason why he wasn't in the league last year. He has made some adjustments, including the spring, and he's hitting the ball really hard, but it was spring training. So I think the Padres and, you know, fans maybe should be tempering their expectations. I know the team is, but those guys at the same time, they keep hitting in AAA. That'll force some tough decisions.
Sure. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking Padres baseball with Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. And Dennis, let's talk about regression. Because, you know, we mentioned Gavin Sheets off to a hot start, but we knew he wasn't going to hit 400 all year long. But what about the bullpen? I mean, the back end of the bullpen especially has been so very, very good. But there are also signs, Dennis, that this is legit. Like, the Padres could have a pen that is pretty dominant all year. What are you kind of seeing from those guys that have been close to perfect this year?
Yeah, just a continuation of what they were, pretty much last summer when, it looked like one of the best bullpens we've seen in quite some time anywhere in the league. So you lose Tanner Scott. That's obviously a blow. Considering what he did to Shohei Ohtani, it looks like the Dodgers just went out and paid like an extra $20 million just to make sure Ohtani never has to face Tanner Scott ever again. Adrian Morejon had a really promising year as kind of a breakout guy finally in the majors. And, you know, he's helped fill that absence. And then you've got Jeremiah Estrada, who has like the best fastball in the majors right now. No one's really hitting it. So when you got younger guys like that stepping up, and Jason Adam still looks like the same guy who was, pretty much untouchable last summer. And Robert Suarez, after kind of a concerning spring, I think, at least in my opinion, and I know some scouts have watched him, and there's also obviously the talk that he's going to get traded. Keeping him right now, it's really given them a lot of options in the back of the bullpen, and I think that's something that Mike Schilt can continue to lean on as some of these starters get their issues worked out, especially at the back of the rotation.
Boy, I'm sure glad they didn't trade Robert Suarez. As I sit here today watching him come in, and you just kind of get that feeling like you did at the beginning of last year, like, oh, man, he looks pretty automatic, knock on wood, that it stays that way. Bullpens are volatile. Everybody knows that. Talking to Dennis Lynn here on Ben and Woods this morning, I loved your piece you did on Jeremiah Estrada. What a really forthcoming guy that he is. Kind of fill everybody in on how your conversation went with Jeremiah.
I was interested. I know it wasn't his first time back at Wrigley since he had left the Cubs. He went back last May, pitched like less than an inning in a game. But, you know, this is really the first time he had been back since he established himself as one of the up-and-coming relievers in baseball. And obviously, we all remember what he did last May, striking out 13 batters in a row. That was after his return to Wrigley last year. So, you know, now that he's back at the side of the organization that developed him, and, you know, seemed like they didn't end things on the best of terms, I guess that's probably natural when you get outrighted off the 40-man roster by a team that, you know, spent a lot of money in the draft to take you. I think there's some disagreements. It's pretty obvious about, like, where they wanted to take things development-wise between Jeremiah and the team, and it happens. You know, like, every year you see relievers, they just make one or two tweaks, sometimes even before they get, you know, let go by a team, and then they catch on with another team, and they just take off. So it's sometimes just a matter of just the variance and luck of volatility of relief pitching. I mean, it's happened to the Padres, too. You used to have a guy by the name of Trevor McGill, who I think is now the closer for the Brewers. So that's probably a guy the Padres wish they had held on to in hindsight. But, yeah, hindsight's hindsight. And, you know, Jeremiah's in, obviously, a much more comfortable place for him. And I don't know if that's you know, it was his fault or the Cubs' fault exactly, like where the breakdown responsibility lies with what happened in Chicago. But yeah, right now he's clearly thriving, and he likes to speak his mind. So I have to thank him for being open and honest.
No, McGill was ours, Benny.
He was.
Seventh round, 2015 pick. I just looked at Ben. I go, do we have McGill?
I did make a point last week that pretty much every pitcher in the league at some point has been a Padre now, it feels like.
But
every
single game you see
someone.
It took McGill a while to kind of figure it out, and he's pretty nasty. Wow. I mean, he's like, think about Andres Munoz and Emmanuel Clase as well. It's been something that got away.
Yeah. Before you go, Dennis, get a question for you. How many years now between the Athletic and the UT before that have you been on the Padres beat and traveling with the team?
This is year 12.
Year 12. So over those 12, you start to get into a routine with different cities, where you're staying, where you're going. It's very unusual to have a new city just pop up all of a sudden in your rotation. Sacramento, what are we expecting here for the next 3 days?
Have you guys seen that, I guess they call it like a press conference shed?
Yeah, the tough shed.
Got from, I think, Home Depot. I don't know if they literally got from a Home Depot, but they easily could have. Right now, I feel like I'm staying in that shed. I haven't been to Sacramento in a lot of years, so like the hotel I'm staying at, I'm not going to put them on blast and air out their name, but yeah, it's not great, but it's relatively close to the ballpark. But yeah, I chalk that up to me being a rookie beat writer as far as it goes with, you know, games in Sacramento. So you live and learn.
It's our state capital. Dennis, get out and see the sights out there. I mean, you may never get this opportunity again. You never know where they could be next year. I know their plan is to stay there, but, you know, things do change. So embrace it. Dive in fully to what Sacramento has to offer
today. I swear, you see those press conference rooms like on the back of flatbeds on the freeway.
I know. It's bad, man. It's bad. Send us some pictures from inside if you can.
Yeah, I know people are interested to see it.
It looks like
speaking of Sacramento, by the way, Joe Musgrove, he's going to play catch today.
Nice.
Almost exactly 2 years ago, he had a rehab start here, so I think that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
After he broke his toe. It's been 6 months since the surgery, and I'm sure he would love to play catch, whether it's, you know, on the field or inside a big shed.
Yeah, either or. It does look like a place where people wait to go see their husbands in prison, where they sit the people and they wait for their turn to get called, and then they bring you back for like your 30-minute visit or whatever. That's what it looks like. So keep that in mind in your pressers today, Dennis. And thank you for a great appearance, my
friend.
Thank
you, Dennis.
Excellent work.
Thanks, Leslie. You have a way with words.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.